Well, my literary hero, and anyone who reads the Salatti case and future novels will know, is Ross Macdonald. I mean, one famous line about Ross Macdonald is that he didn't write about crime, he wrote about sin. His books have a metaphysical depth to them that's extraordinary. I mean, often people think that crime fiction is a slightly superficial genre and it's simply a sort of parlour game of, you know, who did it, and it's a bit like kind of a literary Cluedo. Whereas Ross Macdonald, in his own words, wrote about brokenness. He wrote about fractured society. He wrote about misfits and people who are down on their luck. And he managed to combine a very hard, laconic, sarcastic private eye, who actually underneath it all was very humane, and who, even when he unearthed who had done the crime, he managed to elicit empathy for the criminal in an extraordinary way. And he wrote about the tragic reverberations that had to shoot back through the novel when you get to the final page, so that the whole of the novel looks different when you know the conclusion. He's an extraordinary writer, and one who manages to sort of rewrite classical myths in a contemporary Californian setting. He is, you know, he's up there as the, you know, for me, the most important crime writer of the 20th century.